That brother Travis Hunter had more touchdowns than he did plays sitting on the sideline. The dude is something else. Best player in college football. But to get a Heisman, you got to get some wins.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good heap. It's your boy Theo Dorsey. It is a football Friday. And what a game we had last night. Out there in Boulder, Colorado. That thing had the whole nation rocking. Whether you hate them or love them, the Buffs, man, they're just one of the greatest shows in all of football right now. They're going to sling the ball around. There ain't going to stop nobody. It's going to be high-scoring affairs, and you'll get some great quotes out of it every single time. C-Cat is out on this Friday. C-Cat is going to be with you on the high school game day coverage for our high school game day game of the week. But never fear, I got my guy Damian Perez on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. What's happening with you, D?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, man. Pleasure to be here. Like you said, what a game we had last night. What games we had last night. Great setup for tonight's game and for the rest of the season.
Come on.
Excited.
It's a good time, baby. It's a party. It's a vibe, baby. It's a vibe. Football is back in full action. Like, we got some real games that matter going on now as week one of college football is actually a couple of days in. FAU kicks its season off in about a couple hours, actually, on the Big Ten Network against Michigan State out there in East Lansing. And Damian as well. Did you actually get a chance? I know everybody was kind of like locked in on the Buffs last night, and they will be every single time because they're must-see TV. They've got some of the great players right now in the sport between Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders, and they are electric. Did you watch the Buffs last night? And what was your first feeling? What was the vibe for you watching those Buffs get after?
Absolutely. That was, I think, the game that was highlighted of the night. That was the best game, the most marketed game. And did it live to expectations? Absolutely.
It did, man. It was one of the, again, when those guys come out and they know what kind of targets on their back, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, is going to be that. He's going to be a lightning rod, and that's all good and well. But once that ball gets kicked off, man, it's amazing. Shedeur Sanders running around behind the pocket, running for his life, slinging the ball around. You got Jimmy Horn Jr. going for a buck 98. He couldn't be stopped. The dude is shot out of a cannon every time he touches the rock. And then, of course, Travis Hunter playing both ways, three tutties. Colorado won that one last night, 31-26. But here it is right now, though. Here's what I come away with feeling after that Colorado Buffaloes win, which, by the way, anybody that thought North Dakota State, an FCS team, was actually going to beat that team, bolstered so strong with so much talent and so much to still prove with a chip on their shoulder because of the spotlight, you're out of your damn minds. I know the game was close. Colorado was never going to lose that game. But I do wonder this. What actually looks like success for this Colorado football team this year, and what is obviously the last dance for Deion Sanders? He has no plans on staying past getting his son, Shedeur Sanders, drafted into the NFL, and his adopted son, Travis Hunter, and also, I guess, his other son as well, the safety, Shiloh, who, I mean, 21, can you do something for me? Because my boy was looking a lot like a liability in that defensive backfield, but the DC, I'm sure, is like, I can't touch that. I can't bench him. I got to keep him out there. And he had that targeting call early. Like, I don't want to hate or cast aspersions, but it does seem to be one of those things where it's like, yeah, you got to keep my son on the field. I don't care if he's messing things up or not.
And I don't think the defense has that cushion, you know, because
no.
Every time they were out there, I feel like they were getting torched. Not just every time, every play.
Yeah.
So I don't think they have that cushion to be like having those mistakes where they're getting those penalties early, putting themselves in a hole. They're just not talented enough to recover.
You absolutely cannot. And for Colorado, what looks like success for them this year is, can you become bowl eligible, right? Can you win six or seven games, win a bowl game, and look at least competitive in the Big 12 before you also send off Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders into the NFL, hopefully get them in the top five? I know that's a big goal for Deion to maybe get them to go 1-2. But just keep them safe. Keep them healthy. That's the other part of this thing, too, is as I'm watching this game, and I, again, I'm going to be watching all of them, just like the rest of y'all. I was kind of sitting on my couch like, are these dudes going to be okay? Travis Hunter's getting mauled on every single play, whether it's on defense as a corner. They're running the ball his way and blocking him viciously and holding him on most plays, and it wasn't getting called by the refs. And then on offense, they know exactly where Shador wants to go, and that's to number 12. And on the other side, like, it, getting mauled. The touchdown catch that he did have, he was in a chokehold on that third touchdown that he got. That was the decider for Colorado as he reeled that one in. Like, the dude is getting punished. We saw him get injured last year and what happened to Colorado after that. And then you look at your quarterback in Shador, who is as accurate as he is, as fun as it is to see him running around for his dear life, because that offensive line, which they put so many resources in this offseason, even got a new O-line coach and everything, looks damn near similar to what we saw last year. Can't get a yard against an FCS team when you have to on fourth and one on your own side. Also, you can't run the ball when you're up late in the game because you're afraid of negative plays being the answer to that, because the only positive plays they had were through the air. Like, that is fun and well, but if I see Shador Sanders get nailed five or six more times, especially from Big 12 teams or some of the other squads coming up, Colorado's got Nebraska next. Like, to me, success for Colorado this year, forget all the expectations, forget all of the optimism and the whatever Deion is going to profess this team to be. They just got to win a bowl game this year and keep his son Shador and his adopted son Travis Hunter, also West Palm Beach native, by the way, keep them healthy, get them drafted in the top five, and I would say job well done to the Buffs, who have not been to a bowl game since the COVID year and haven't won a bowl game since 04. That Colorado program was pretty much nothing when it came to attention and when it came to even success before Deion Sanders got in there, and I think a 6 or 7-win season would be that, but it wouldn't be enough to do justice where I feel like justice won't be served this year. It is extremely sad, Damian, that in college football this year, no matter what happens, I already know whoever walks across that stage and accepts the Heisman Trophy this year is not going to be the best football player in the nation, because it is clearly Travis Hunter. He is clearly head and shoulders above anybody else as a defender and especially as a wide receiver. But because this team is not going to win enough games this year, I feel bad for the guy. He's not going to rightfully get his Heisman Trophy. We're going to be giving it to somebody like Carson Beck at the end of the year. And it's because it's like a team success thing. I actually hate that for the guy.
I think he has a chance. Rare as it is, I think Travis Hunter has a chance because he's just that explosive. The media just gravitates to what they got going in Colorado.
Yeah.
I think if anybody in the history or in the recent history has a chance, it's got to be Travis Hunter.
We haven't seen a Heisman Trophy winner from a team with four or more losses since 1969. In modern college football history, you can't have four or more regular season losses and have a Heisman Trophy winner. The last guy to do it with three losses, Lamar Jackson in 2016, Boynton Beach's very own. So there's a shot in the dark. If Colorado can shore up the run game somehow, strengthen that offensive line and find a way to get stops against serious teams and not FCS squads, there's a chance, but I don't see it. I don't see them at all getting 8-9 wins this year. So it'll be a travesty at the end of the season. But hey, Travis Hunter's going to go top five. He's proven himself to be the best guy in college football. What looks like success for the college football program that is the Colorado Buffs, the lightning rod of the college football landscape right now? What looks like success for them after they come off of that 31-26 win against North Dakota State? Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. What looks like success for the Colorado Buffs? Because to me, all they got to do is win a bowl game and get those two guys drafted in the top five, keep them healthy through the year, and I can give Deion a pat on the back. Job well done. Again, hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting BaptistHealth.net/ortho. There's a lot of folks out there, too, wondering why in the hell did Colorado try to throw the ball on first down up with a lead like that against North Dakota State? And Coach Prime, being the man he is, he answered it for you. Take a listen to Deion's response. His response to what he knew would be a criticized decision for them to throw the ball there was Shador throwing it up to LaJonte Wester. FAU transfer, by the way, one of the best receivers in the nation last year. LaJonte Wester trying to get a touchdown there at the end. Here's Coach Prime on why they did it.
Shador is such a good kid. Sometimes it because at the end of the game, we just want to run the ball. Let's get out of here. And he took a shot, you know, to LaJonte because he wanted LaJonte to have a big play. Because you got the other two guys, the dogs, having a big play, and he know he's going to have a one-on-one matchup. He just didn't put it out there far enough. But that's his character. I'm like, dog, come on, dog. Yeah, not right now. You know, it's not time to be the good guy right now. It's time to let's put this game away. So, but that's what that was.
So he checked into it?
He wanted what he wanted. Mm. Let's just put it like that. Usually he hits it.
Mm. Damian, I'll
I saw you smiling.
Yeah. I'll go ahead. For anybody that can't decipher what actually happened right there, Shador was trying to go for that touchdown. Now, there's a couple reasons for it, and it's a top-down thing there at Colorado, right? Like, that's the bravado that they play with. I'm sure Coach Prime behind closed doors is like, yeah, I like what you did there. Keep it up, right?
Keep the confidence up.
But I will say this. When you're averaging 2.6 yards per rush like Colorado was doing all game, that can be demoralizing. When you finish a game with 59 rushing yards, and most times, especially when the defense, when the Bison knew that they wanted to rush the ball, and they totally collapsed on it and were dominating them at the line of scrimmage, that could kind of hurt your feels a little bit. I think Shador right there went for the shot play because, number one, he knew that's the positive field marks. Those are the things that we can do to be successful. The only thing that's been working for us is the passing game. And the other side of it is, yes, like, do I think he was chasing those points? I'm sure he was. And do I think there were a lot of people who had the buffs?
A lot of people stood up off their couch when they saw that ball in the air.
That 10.5 spread? I'm sure there was a lot of happy campers, happy customers, that knowing that Shador at least gave them a chance at covering, though the buffs would not, winning that 5-point game right there. What equals success for the Colorado Buffs this year to you? Because to me, it's just about getting a bowl win and also getting Shador and Travis Hunter into the league. That's Deion's whole angle here. He won't be at Colorado next year. I don't see that as a problem. He can say what he wants at the podium. We saw this same thing happen at Jackson State. Ask us where the hell the program you had that he built up for Shador back when he was in high school is right now. And again, it always leads back to this. What's best for Coach Prime? And also what's best for Shador and his adopted sons, as well as number 21 as well, no matter how much he's been, a liability in that defensive backfield. If you're locked in on college football like we are here on ESPN West Palm, here on Theoretically Speaking, you're going to want to tap in on this right here for sure. College football is back, and Miller Lite wants to celebrate it this weekend with you. Come and hang with the crew, the ESPN West Palm Street team. Watch the Miami Hurricanes take on the Florida Gators. Miami taking on Florida at Hurricanes and Stewart from 3:30 to 5:30. You got 2-hour window right there to show us your tailgate toss skills, and you can get a chance to win some prizes from your favorite teams thanks to Palm Beach Autographs. You can enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts during the game and 5 for $15 buckets all season long. You must be 21 or older to participate. Molson Coors reminds you to drink responsibly, and we'll see you there. That's tomorrow, Saturday, during Florida versus Miami, which, Damian, for me, as a Canes fan, as a guy that thought when he moved out here to Palm Beach County, I'd be surrounded by them, but I'm a void of them. I will tell you this. I'll tell you some good news, Damian. I was at a hibachi lunch that our guy C-Cat set up today. It was me. It was Mike Rizzo, by the way. Rooster on Rizzo coming to you Tuesday following the new change for Theoretically Speaking, 2-4. That's going to lead right into the debut show on Tuesday of Russo and Rizzo. So shout out to them. I can't wait to see how this new lineup here at ESPN 106.3, this new local growth delivers. It's going to be a really fun day there. But I will say this. I actually sat next to a Canes fan and a former Canes women's basketball player, and we were on the same page, man. We're locked in on Miami for this weekend.
I'll tell you what.
It was a lovely little chatter, man.
I think you guys are going to go up to the Swamp.
Damn right.
And absolutely embarrass the Gators.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were going to go the other way. I thought you were torn with me, dog.
Not at all. I think UM is going to come out there with a statement victory. I know they're favored on the road. I think there's a reason for that. And that reason is because UF just can't keep up, I think.
I am going to give my pick later on today when we take it to the house, because you know we got to take it to the house on a Friday, the house West Palm Beach. I'll give my pick later on today, but I am feeling confident. I'll let you know right now. I talked to some former Gator guys as well. John Bostic, Palm Beach Central alum, he tried to talk me off my stance on the Gators versus the Canes tomorrow, but I'm confident. And I'll give my official picks on that, as well as another ACC matchup, a top 25 matchup involving Clemson and Georgia. We'll have that when we take it to the house later on. It's a big day. We got Fat Jack in. We're going to have Fat Jack in here later to give some gambling tips ahead of really the NFL season coming in the full swing, as well as college football rounding up into this weekend. And, of course, we've got the Safe Bound Get Around as well. This is going to be a action-packed Friday, the very last Friday that we have you at the 5 o'clock hour. So cherish it, because I'm cherishing it, baby. I love it here. I love it here. And again, Tuesday we're going to be at the 2 o'clock hour. So Damian, be locked in on that as well. On the other side, the Miami Dolphins, huge news out of Miami Gardens. And I'll tell you exactly why this is a perfect from the top down decision that they made on their head coach. That's Damian Perez in for CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Tops drop, Fat Pat. I mean, just the epitome. The epitome of good vibes, the epitome of cool, man. It just brings me back to my days kicking it in Houston, man, Most City, Texas, and just vibing out, man, riding out, watching somebody roll through. And I'm not going to get too deep into that. I'm not going to get too deep into that because it is cool, but we have a very packed show today. Our last time at 5 o'clock. When we do move to 2 and we get that extra hour, I'll have time to reflect on my amazing days in Splash Town. But what's even cooler than that is our EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Call 12. It's the best play that anybody on that Colorado sideline can call up or dial up, and that is 12 as in Travis Hunter. Here is his third touchdown grab of the day, courtesy of Shedeur Sanders and courtesy of Mark Jones on ESPN.
They just get it off into the end zone. Contact. What a catch! A miraculous, implausible, impossible catch by 12.
The amazing part about that play, again, he had been getting mauled all night long, all the DPIs and the holds and everything like that. And Hunter explained afterwards that there was a play or two before then where he actually didn't catch the ball, same spot in the end zone, through a pass interference. The PI was called, but Shedeur told him, like, yo, nah, I don't care what it, like, catch the damn ball next time. And look at what he did. Grab one of the probably one of the greater catches we're going to see in college football this year, and he's probably got a few more to go. The dude's ball skills, his balance, and his ability as a football player unmatched right now in the league. That is your EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week. And that's brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. The folks that I ride out with, I mean, I'm a Gold Plan member and I've been that way since the top of the year. Actually, over a year now. Over a year as a Gold member. And what you get when you're a Gold member is 2 checkups, preventative and repair, every single year. So when that season comes around and things start to heat up here in South Florida and your house needs to be protected, you want to make sure that your AC unit is working fine so you don't have to make any emergency calls, you're already locked in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. That's how you tap in. Make an appointment right around your schedule. They've got 24/7 support. They've got reliable customer service and also 4.8 stars on Google reviews. Over 780 folks have tapped in and said, yeah, EDS is yes. EDSisYes.com. Love it when they pull up and service my favorite technician, my guy, Randy. He's a Canes fan just like me. I got to text him today. I got to make sure I shoot him a note of good luck ahead of what the Canes are about to do in the swamp tomorrow because, again, every year is our year, especially in the offseason. Randy knows that. So I got to tap in with my guy. EDSisYes.com. Great folks. They take care of your AC and plumbing needs. They've been doing it since 06. The best in Palm Beach County. All right, Damian. I hope you strap up your seatbelt here. I hope you're ready to take a tour across the nation because it's time for the Get Around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round,
round we go. I get around. The Safebound Get Around, brought to you by Safebound Moving and Storage. You know, Damian, moving is hard as hell, man.
Tell me about it.
Moving is not an easy task. You think that it's going to take you a day. It takes you a full weekend plus probably a Monday. I was just talking to Margo here in the office, one of our teammates. She told me about how her brother tried to move himself one time, and he ends up not just struggling through the move, but when he was lifting his couch, he messed up his back.
That's the worst. Lower back is probably the worst thing you can possibly mess up.
Now, he's had 3 surgeries since. He still has back problems to this day. He's still suffering from that one decision. If he would have called a team like Safebound Moving and Storage, not only would he have had a stress-free, hassle-free move, he would have also been able to walk upright a little bit more, save some of that tension on that back, save some money on those surgeries. There's so many things that can go wrong when you try to move yourself. So many things go right when you go with the pros. Safebound Moving and Storage. They are Florida's moving company. They also have storage capabilities if you just need to put some things away for the time being. Safebound Moving and Storage. You're safe with Safebound.
Next stop.
All right. The 305 Miami Gardens, Florida.
Here.
Mike McDaniel will be the Dolphins head coach through 2028. Jeff Darlington reported the extension for the 3rd-year head coach, which has the same end date as Tua.
This is perfect. Like, if the Dolphins are a fun team, if we could just judge them as a team that's going to be a good out, a fun team, great regular season records, likely not going to break that streak of not winning a playoff game this year. But is that really the end-all, be-all? Don't chase great and end up going bad. I know good can be the enemy of great. You don't want to be content with, you know, a team that's not out here winning championships and hanging banners, but only one of 32 can win a championship every year. Enjoy this fun team while you have it. Mike McDaniel going into his 3rd year. Give him a chance to do some things. Stop being so out on it. A lot of Dolphins fans hating on this move, and I think it's just ridiculous.
I love it.
That's what I like.
Next stop.
Los Angeles, California. LeBron James posted an Instagram story showing he and his boy Draymond Green downing 7 bottles of wine last night together.
I saw this picture and I immediately looked at the labels and said, damn, those wine bottles look expensive. So I hit up my Uncle Al. He's like a wine expert. The dude, he's been in the food industry for a while, a master chef, wine expert. Those 7 bottles, he said, he estimated they cost about $40,000. Damien.
Each?
Together. Just the 7 bottles of wine. $40,000 of wine. 7 bottles. They just downed it overnight. How nice it must be to be the king. And also, like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing downing 7 bottles of wine? I know it's the offseason. You're both old. You're ready to retire. But, like, are you watching movies? Are you playing spades? Like, I'm curious more. There needs to be some follow-up questions to that.
Next stop.
San Jose, California. Brandon Ayuk pulled up to the Sacramento State San Jose State football game hours after finally agreeing to a new contract with the 49ers. 4 years, $120 million.
I was going to play some sound from Tom Pelissero, an update on the Trent Williams stuff, but as important as it is that the 49ers got Brandon Ayuk back in the door, he is integral to that offense. He's going to help Brock Purdy earn that deal come January when they have to extend him. If they don't get Trent Williams in that door, it is going to be a problem for the run game, for the pass protection. Like, a lot of what Kyle Shanahan does hinges on having one of the best tackles, if not the best left tackle in the league right now. So kudos to San Francisco for getting Brandon Ayuk back. BA is going to be great for you. No Trent Williams. A lot of problems coming. That Super Bowl hangover, I'm still sticking to my guns. The 49ers are not going to be as good as they're purported to be in 2024. That was fun. That was the Safe Bound Get Around on a Friday, a football Friday. And if it's not, if it's a football Friday, if you're going into a football weekend, you're going to want to tune up on your gambling. You're going to want to tune up on your ability to be sharp. Don't get that wool pulled over your eyes with some of these spreads you're going to see. It's early in the football season. So to clue us in, to make us smarter, on the other side, we're bringing in Fat Jack. Jack Ross, the host of the Fat Jack Sports Hour. He's tapping in with us here on Theoretically Speaking to get us a little smarter ahead of the football season. That's my guy, Damian Perez. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We back on a Friday, grooving. They said in the chat here, Damian, they said in the chat, Jalen says, boy band alert, because we got the matching polos on. We got the Red ESPN West Palm gear rock.
We didn't even plan it, I'm going to be honest.
We didn't. And if we were a boy band, we'll be a fly one at that. I got my fresh cut. We'd be like Big Teddy and DP. What's your nickname, Damian? What they call you?
I don't know, man. We got to come up with one.
We got to do it. Before the show ends, we got to come up with a nickname. A guy who has a nickname that resonates with a lot, especially here in South Florida, but all throughout the nation, because he is a expert when it comes to beating the books, beating the bookmakers themselves. His mama named him Jack Ross. But you know him as Fat Jack. Fat Jack pulls up on Theoretically Speaking on this Friday. Fat Jack, appreciate you for pulling up and kicking it to talk some sports betting with us. How you doing heading into a big football weekend?
What's up, buddy? How you doing? I guess we're one and done. We're doing this week, and that's it. And then you're going back to the midday. Is that what I've heard?
Yeah, man. So
at three, make it count then, right?
We got to make it a good one, Fat Jack. Theoretically speaking, like you just said, moving the 2-4 starting next week on Tuesday, and then you'll be on Russo and Rizzo, which follows us up 4-6, the debut of that show. So, Fat Jack, let's make some history today, baby. Let's do something good. And how about we start it here? What do you feel like is the easiest place for sharps like you early in the football season, college football and NFL? What's one of the easier places where you're able to kind of make your money and use some of that knowledge to your advantage?
So here's the thing. In college football, you got to know the product, know what you're betting on. And the reality is, and including the line setters, because I do a TV show that actually runs here in West Palm out of Vegas. I'm in Vegas about every Thursday taping that. I've made some pretty good connections in the sportsbook industry. They will openly admit, Theo, they don't know what's going on either. Mm. I mean, with all of the teams that are the transfer portal and all of the things going on in college football, that turnover is so great that we've never seen this in our lifetime. And the line setters don't really know either. And so the question is, the challenge is, how quickly can we get out in front of the curve? Frankly, can we find profit now, which we're able to? But it's a lot of totals early in the year, not as many sides going in. We were 11-2 in the preseason. Mm-hmm. I used to come on and say, first thing, dude, if you're betting the preseason, you have a gambling problem. I mean, that's kind of how I let in for years and years. But I've figured out over the years how it has literally nothing to do with the names on the front of jerseys or who's going to play. But I figured out how to really beat the preseason. But you're just trying to build momentum. As we head into week one, if you're going out with 7 or 8 plays and trying to bet the whole card, you are going to lose. Like fighting Mike Tyson, dude. You go in, you got to pick and choose your spots. If you don't, he's going to knock you out. Well, that's what's going to happen to a lot of gamblers, and we've already seen that. The most bet game of the entire weekend was Colorado.
Of course.
Well, how'd that work out? I mean, they're laying 10.5 points. They go down. They don't cover that number. And I would tell you this much. Underdogs are going to outperform favorites this weekend, so look underdogs. And then if you're looking to bet a bunch of games, stop looking that way. Find 2 or 3 spots. I'll give you just a couple of places that I'm looking. So you look at Notre Dame, Texas A&M. These are two teams. By the way, the rest of the country is going to be super happy after this game because either Notre Dame or Texas A&M are going to be 0-1.
Yes.
And that makes a lot of the fan bases around the country super happy.
Can we make them both 0-1? Can we do that?
Is there a tie at a Lightning? Maybe we could both 0-0-1. We get some type of Lightning delay or something, and we have that big asterisk. I mean, it's possible. But you've got two teams that have obnoxious fan bases, but both teams have some issues. Texas A&M obviously turns over their coaching staff. Jimbo Fisher being gone there, that's going to help them overall. I mean, they're definitely a team that needed a change at the top. The climate was horrible. They've gone into this NIL deal with, let's throw a ton of money at the players. Let's see if we can evaluate talent and see if we can get them to mesh together, a la TCU a couple years ago, when they basically, everybody came through the portal, and that's how they won. Whether they can do that or not, we're going to see. But expect a slower, let's not make mistakes offense going against the Notre Dame team that's not returning but two of their offensive line starters. Mm. They lose Hartman at the quarterback. So they've got some issues also, and they're going to try to run the ball as well. This is a who makes the least amount of mistakes type game. Texas A&M, 4-2 to the under their last six games at home. Look for a slow, grinded-out type game. So I like under the total in that one. And looking tonight, teams like Oklahoma, even if they play their backups, they should be able to score a bunch of points. Temple is horrific defensively, and they're not a team that's going to be able to take advantage of a lot in the transfer portal. Oklahoma replacing a lot of their offensive line, replacing their quarterback. Their defense is relatively new. This is an inexperienced team, but when you go to Norman play in the evening on Friday night, Brent Venables has shown, unlike Bob Stoops, that really didn't care about numbers, didn't care about really scoring a bunch of points, Venables will throw it down the field a little bit longer in the game, keep his starters in to get some confidence up later in the game. So look for Oklahoma to cover the big number tonight against Temple.
Gotta love that. You don't expect that a lot of times from a guy that comes from a defensive background, a former D coordinator at Clemson, to be letting it rip like that. But it's good for the fans and also good for the sharp bettors like our guy, Fat Jack, with FatJackSports.com. You mentioned Tyson. You know, they have the saying, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. What team do you think is going to punch the most lazy bettors in the mouth? Just like how you said last night, a lot of people were on the Colorado Buffs. That spread was 10.5. They obviously didn't get that, even though they kind of tried at the end to get it for us. They didn't clear that.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Right, right. That was a good time. What team, though?
Let's throw it down the field on first down. Either Deion Sanders is an idiot or he's betting in Colorado. I don't care what anybody says. He feels single coverage on the outside, my you-know-what.
Look,
I mean, he's lost his mind. Let's try to win the game. If they get the ball back, that defense is not very good at Colorado. If they lose to South Dakota or North Dakota State, he's on his way out. I mean, I love Deion Sanders as a person. If I had a chance to eat dinner with him, I would love to do that. But the jury's still out on whether this experiment is any good or not.
Fat Jack,
he's got
though,
his kid.
That throw, though, I have a question for you. I'll let you go off on it. On that throw, though, when you saw that ball go into the air, my first thought wasn't even about Prime or Shador. I'm thinking about all of the rappers and all of the former pro players on the sideline who likely did have some scratch on that game, who were hoping and fingers crossed that LaJonte Wester would come down with that thing and run it in for six. So it's funny you had
you
that same angle.
Yeah, you can't convince me that Deion Sanders didn't know exactly what the number was, and he was taking a shot. He's like, all right, listen, we can play defense for 35 seconds, but if he runs it, they got to play it for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those deals where there's just no question what was going on. I mean, that's the thing. You don't want to bet on coaches that are either trying to cover up. You know, the other one that goes into this is Franklin up at Penn State, who's an absolute bully when he plays with lesser competition. I don't love them this week. There's a bunch of numbers that say they'll struggle on the road. But he's one of those guys that will cover late because he knows the number. He gets against the top 10. The dude's 3-22 straight up all time against the top 10. So he can't beat any of the big boys. But by gosh, you put him against Ohio Tech or somebody, he's going to run it in from the four to try to score late. But to answer your question, games like that we haven't seen start yet. All right, so Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Hosting another Dakota team. Listen, here's the deal. People driving around South Florida, you know the players that are playing on South Dakota State, North Dakota State. These are that kid that's 6 foot, not 6'2". He runs a 4'8 and not a 4'6". But when he lines up and plays football on Friday night here in high school, he will punch you in the mouth, he will knock you down, and he is a violent football player.
Mm-hmm.
That's what goes up and plays. They don't get these D1 offers. and they're not getting what they're not getting the just that their football game should get them. It's about size, it's about speed, those type things. And we saw that speed disparity last night. I mean, you could definitely see angles in the first quarter trying to chase down the receivers of Colorado. That's what you're getting. You get some pissed off guys with chips on their shoulder showing up in Stillwater against Mike Gundy, who's typically a slow starter. They are not great offensively, even with the return of their quarterback. Mm. They're about the same. Not a mistake. It's about 9.5, 10 points. Look for that one to be a lot closer than the general public believes as well. I mentioned earlier another couple spots you might want to steer clear of. Ranked teams going on the road against unranked teams. Since 2005, if you're a ranked team going on the road against unranked teams, you're 29-40-3 against the spread. That's 42%. Ooh. So generally speaking, in week one, I should say, in week one, so it's not overall, obviously, but in week one, they typically show up and don't perform as well against the number when they have to go on the road as a ranked team. You're getting two of those this week, and one of them is absolutely siren should be going off. If you're a sucker gambler, you're like, how in the world is Florida only a 3-point, 2.5, 3-point? Miami, Florida is going to blow them out. Cristobal's playing for his job.
That's something. That's what I was talking. I'm with you, Fat Jack. Keep it going. Keep spitting. I've been trying to tell people. I'm giving my take on that after the break. But, yeah, give them a little preview of that. Talk some Gators Kane.
So here's the deal.
Going into the swamp.
That schedule that everybody's so afraid about with Florida has not happened yet. So they are rested and ready. Now, they are not supposed to be that good. Their win total is 4.5 on the year. That's the lowest that it's been since 2005. So this is not a team that's supposed to do a whole lot. In fact, you can bet offshore on who's the first college football coach to be fired. Napier's number one. Cristobal's number three. Whoever loses this game probably needs to go hire a realtor and figure out the buyer's percentage and who's going to pay that on their house when they sell it, because they're probably not going to be around at the end of the year. I think there's an absolute reason why Florida – we'll see this in week two of the NFL. When it looks too good to be true, it probably is. That is absolutely – that was built in week two of the NFL. But other than that, it's games exactly like this where people don't expect a lot out of one team. You got a ranked team traveling to their place. They, generally speaking, don't play that well. Look for Florida to beat Miami, Florida. That's an absolute trap spot. And the other one is, as you mentioned, Penn State going to West Virginia, a bunch of moonshine-toting hillbillies in West Virginia. They don't care about anything. I don't think they're going to win, but they're getting more than a touchdown there. So look for them to keep that game close.
Fat Jack, you delivered. You brought the heat. I'm jealous of Russo and Rizzo that they get you for the rest of the football season. But you know what? You know what? I'll be tapped in to stay sharp throughout this football season. I appreciate you pulling up on us, Doc.
Yeah, but if you're betting in the state of Florida, which a lot of people are right now, be careful about what you're doing. Get somebody that knows what they're doing. Go to FatJackSports.com and wager responsibly, because the Wild West down here right now, everybody's Kenny Rogers. We talk in a few weeks. We're going to have a lot of those people getting signed up at FatJackSports.com. So have a great week. You guys, wager responsibly. Don't drink or drive over Labor Day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Fat Jack, and thank you for dropping some gems as well as some advice there, not just on the gambling, but staying safe. That's our guy, Fat Jack, with FatJackSports.com. Lock in with him if you want to be sharp throughout this football season. I certainly will be doing just the same, except for, did you see the curveball right there, Davian? I fell right for a trap there as a Canes fan. I heard him start to flirt with the Canes and Gators talk.
Oh, man, I wish you would have seen your reaction.
I thought Fat Jack was about to say, yeah, the Canes, Cristobal's coaching for his life. The Canes are going to walk into the swamp, and they're going to blow him out by 20 points.
Nope.
And he was like, yeah, watch out for the Gators to win that one. I should have known. He said ranked teams on the road in week one against unranked teams is not where you want to lay your money, and the Canes are 2.5-point favorites on Hard Rock Bet. So that's going to be a tough pill for me to swallow. It's going to take some of the steam out of my engine as I deliver my actual take on that on the other side. But we still appreciate Fat Jack for us joining us on the Baptist Health Hotline here on Theoretically Speaking on a Football Friday. And you know, Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, they got you. They got you. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Damian, it's so many games this weekend, so many options, so many things to watch, so many games to lock in on. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going for my buddy's baby shower, one of my groomsmen in my wedding, one of my best friends and my roommate back when I was in college, my guy Caleb. I'm headed up to D.C. We're going to celebrate with them through this Labor Day weekend, as well as, you know, do the whole shindig. I don't even know what you do at baby showers these days. You
bring them gifts.
You drink from a bottle. I know, but aren't there like games and stuff that you do?
Yeah, they do play some games.
Yeah.
Some fun ice-breaking games.
It'll be good. It'll be fun. So we're doing that tomorrow. The game, the Canes game, kicks off at about 3:30. So I'm hoping that we're not mid-game, because I'll be that guy just, you know, screen up, popped up on the table. Locked in, having
first
a stream.
First game of the year, UM at UF.
Yeah,
you got you, man. You can't miss that one.
I can't miss it. So that's my viewing. That's my viewing situation this weekend, at a baby shower on my phone live streaming. Because people, family first, friends first. You know, live your life still. Don't center your whole life around the football schedule, but you know, make it be additive to the experience. And I am going to be jealous of you that get to tap in and watch not just the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators, but if you got multiple games you want to watch at the same time, might I offer you a solution? Might I offer you a perfect solution, dare I say? And that is Duffy Sports Grill. 80 or more televisions in every single Duffy Sports Grill. I'm getting criticized right now by Jalen in the chat saying, hey, baby shower, there's football on. You're right. Well, the best place to watch football all season long here in South Florida is your Duffy Sports Grill. I mean, we got an Ohio State fan here. The Buckeyes will be playing all through the season. We got Michigan fans out here. This is a place where there's fans of all different creeds and backgrounds, and Duffy Sports Grill is the perfect place because you got 80 or more televisions. They can have all of the games on at once. You get 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day, so there's no happy hour. You don't have to show up at a certain time, right? Between 2 and 4, between 4 and 6. No. All day, every day, 2-for-1 drinks, and you get the jumbo wings, and you get the award-winning burgers. There's absolutely no reason why Duffy Sports Grill shouldn't be your hub for football watching this football season. Duffy'sMVP.com. That's how you tap in, become a MVP, a rewards member just like me. Duffy'sMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Our chat is always on as well. And look at that. Who's tapping in on the chat here on Theoretically Speaking? Again, tap in on YouTube with us at Theo Speaking or at ESPN West Palm on Twitter. C-Cat chimes in, who's out right now. He's being lazy. He's not even on the show. He's out, but he chimes in and says, the baby's not even going to remember the party. So why would I go and show up for him? The baby shower is more so about the parents. Damian, he doesn't know. He doesn't get this because he's still football focused. He's such a fan forward dude. I'm a family first guy. I want to celebrate with the parents of the baby. And then later on, once I get to know the baby, actually it's twins, so it'll be multiple babies, we'll celebrate with them later.
You gotta get him some UM gear.
Yeah.
It's only right. And begin the process of converting him early.
I will start putting that pressure. Some UM gear for the, it's two of them too. It'll be two kids. So I'll get some UM gear on the way for my little nephs. My little nephs on the way there. On the other side, we take it to the house. We take it to the house with the guarantees that you can have going into this sports weekend, going into this football weekend. I give you some things you can just say, you know what? Maybe I don't have to watch it because Theo already told me the outcome. That's Damian Perez. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It's about that time, baby, on a Friday here on Theoretically Speaking. Again, this is our last time cruising with you here in the 5 o'clock hour. Remember, on Tuesday, starting on Tuesday, the new lineup, the next generation of ESPN West Palm, it launches. It's going to launch off 2 o'clock, Theoretically Speaking. That's the new time for us, 2 to 4, and you'll have the debut of Russo and Rizzo, 4 to 6. It's going to be a great time, so make sure you're tapped in with us because we like winning, and we like talking about winners as well. Speaking of winning and talking about them and chopping it with them, we got the Kaiser University Seahawks, KUSeahawks.com. That football program, they're on and popping right now as well. But every program at Kaiser kicks it at the highest level. 22 national championships for their programs right now. 22. Deuce, deuce. That's a big number. That's a huge. That's a lot of banners. I mean, whoever's hanging the banners out there at Kaiser is really stretching themselves thin. The red banners, those are for the Natties, and they got a lot of them. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you can stay up to date with the Kaiser Seahawks. Football, lacrosse, swimming and diving, soccer, everything. They win it at, they're winning at a high level at it all. KUSeahawks.com. Tap in with the good people at Kaiser University. All right, Damien, it's that time of the week on a Friday where we give you the guarantees of the weekend and take it to the house. This is easy for me. Absolutely easy. Two things to take to the house in this college football weekend. They're both ACC-centric. Number one, if you can count on anything with Clemson, especially early in the season, that offense is going to be trash. And they got to go up against the University of Georgia. All right, I'm going under on 17.5 from Hard Rock Bet. Going under on that team total for the Clemson Tigers. That offense is going to be in shambles. And I guarantee you this, it's not going to look pretty going forward for Dabo Swinney and the Tigers. And on the other end of it, Miami in the Swamp, 2.5-point favorites against the Florida Gators. I had some Gators in the chat trying to talk some trash. I had Fat Jack trying to get me off my stance. Even my guy, John Bostic, former Gator himself, said, Theo, be on the lookout. Be cognizant. Be worrisome. I ain't worried, baby. Mario, get me right. Cam Ward, Damian Martinez, X. The Canes going to cover that 2.5-point spread. I ain't afraid. I ain't backing down off of that. You could take that to the house. Miami getting the season started off the right way. And if you want to get your weekend started off the right way every single weekend, you got to take it to the house. They're open Thursday through Sunday every single weekend. The house, westpalm.com. That's how you book your reservation. The greatest thing about it, I actually was just over there at the house yesterday. I go like every other weekend. I go as often as possible. Because not only do they have the greatest happy hours, they've got a great brunch, and they also have just amazing meals. Coastal American cuisine. They got the seafood. They got something for everybody. And with every entree you get a free ride, a free round at the Lit 9 Par 3 right there at the park. It's beautiful. It's lovely. The environment is amazing. TheHouseWestPalm.com. Take it to the house. Literally, quite literally, take it to the house, and I guarantee you'll have a good time. Tell them Big Teddy sent you. And also, again, take that to the house with you. Clemson and Miami. Under for Clemson, though. Damien, it was fun. High school game day is going to be next here on ESPN 106.3. We'll see you on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Go in love, go in peace. Go enjoy.